My text will be a simple one, coming out of Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 4th verse. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Hallelujah. What I feel this morning is how we mourn in God. Amen. It's not a perpetual low place. You were on the floor, but I asked that nobody sit alone this morning. Amen. Come and sit with someone. Nobody is alone this morning. Say, we're in this together. And we're helpers one to the other. Amen. The Bible says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. That's why I'm here today. Hallelujah. Heirs Covenant Church is a worshiping church. And if I just put a title on this, I would say, when a worshiping church mourns. There is a difference. There's a difference. That's why we do what we do best, right? That's why we do what we do best. We're a worshiping church. We are a worshiping church. But we're mourning because it's okay to mourn. The Bible didn't hide the experiences of mourning from the people of God. The book of Psalms, the same book that we use for praise and for worship, is full of what is called laments. And there's more laments in the book than the other categories of songs. There's thanksgiving. There's praise, or hymns, and worship. There's wisdom. There's royal psalms. There are imprecatory psalms, which is a plea for judgment, and there are pilgrimage songs. But the greatest category is the lament. So we are worshiping church. We worship from the book of Psalms, but we worship in a category that is available to us, and God was clear. There's even a book in the Old Testament called Lamentations. Hallelujah. It's the lament or the lamentation of the prophet, the lamentation of the people of God. Because God was aware that life was going to happen. In Lamentations 3, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentation is a prayerful, honest expression of deep grief, sorrow, or pain. And guess where it's directed to? Directed to God, often saying why, what happened, is this really where God was going to do, is this really where God was going? To lament is a faithful act that brings our pain to God, leading us from distress to trust. Any Holy Ghost people in here leading us from distress? Hiya, but God is so interested in the in-between. In the in-between of Jesus' time on the cross, he went into a lamentation. He lamented. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Come on. He lamented. And so it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not going to talk you out of where you are. Hallelujah. But I'm going to see you. I see you. I see you. I said, Pastor Deborah, we lost our mother. We lost our prayer warrior leader. We lost a woman who would give up her life for us. Come on. We lost a true warrior in the house of the Lord, and we're sad about it. We're sad. Our hearts hurt. And the only way that we get from distress to trust as we know that she's with the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the only way we lift. That's the only way that we get up. The purpose of a biblical lament is allows us to process our suffering while we remain in a relationship with God. Say, I ain't mad. I'm just hurting. Ooh, hallelujah. I just feel real bad right now. I got a little bit of confusion going on, and there's a little bit of chaos in my thoughts. But God, so I'm processing. A lament or a lamentation includes a cry for help. Sometimes it's a complaint, or sometimes a request, but it ends in a declaration of trust. Lord, we pray in your name. Y'all know who coined that song. Y'all know who penned that song, right? Y'all know who wrote that, right? Y'all know that person. Y'all know who went through something to get a song like that. That's a lament. Come on, somebody. And the book is full of laments, lamentation. In your name, give us now. I'm pleading with you. Give us now. I got a little beg in me. Give us now. I got a little confusion that's going on here, and I'm not quite sure where I am, but give me now the words to say that Satan would get back. His doubt will be brought down. Hallelujah. The things that he's putting in my mind will come subject to the word of God. Hallelujah. The pain that I feel will bow. Give me now the words to say that I will move the gates of hell. I'm hurting. I'm confused. I got some pain and distress, but in the midst of it, I'm still moving forward. I dare you to worship right there. I dare you just worship just a tad bit, just a little bit. Just give him your best. Psalm 13 is a lament. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But look at verse 5. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. A lament is a turning to God for hope rather than getting stuck in the pain. Lamenting validates emotional pain, and we weep and we wail, but it is necessary for our faith. It is necessary for our faith. Not what's going on, but the fact that I can cry about it. Ooh, not the what happened, but the fact that I can wail about it. I can mourn. I can grieve. And I'm not struggling with whether or not I believe God. It has nothing to do with it. Hallelujah. My faith is intact. But I'm mourning. Hallelujah. I'm standing on God because I'm trusting you, but I'm in pain. Even when we question, it gives us permission. It gives us permission. I give you permission. I give you permission. God gives you permission. Hallelujah. To lament this situation. So in the New Testament, Jesus went on the mountain. He saw the people and he gave them 8 blessings. Many theologians compare this to Moses going on the mountain and giving 10 commandments, 10 laws. You know the difference? Do you know the difference between a blessing and a law? New Testament comes and say, New Covenant comes and say, whatever you go through, you're blessed. That's the term in the covenant. Hallelujah. I don't have to hold, I like that. I don't have to hold you to a rule and a regulation. But if you come into the new covenant, you're going to embrace the blessings of the covenant. Y'all don't hear me. 10 laws. But Jesus said, let me show you what is enacted in the New Testament. Say blessings. Blessing. Y'all ain't as happy about that as I am. Can you understand when a trajectory is changed from a rule to a blessing? Say hallelujah. Do you understand what position that puts you in from a rule to a blessing? I don't know if y'all getting it like I'm getting it. Say I'm blessed. Old Testament say you're blessed in the city, you're blessed in the field, you're blessed when you come and you're blessed when you go. Hallelujah. But they lined up those blessings with the curses, you know what I'm saying? But Jesus came and said, no. Hallelujah. When he saw them and he taught them, he said, blessed. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Today we're talking a blessing of those who mourn. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we pray in your name. Give us now the words to say, that will move the gates of hell. When he wrote that, he didn't know where he was going to be today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But we write it in advance. We live in advance. The Holy Ghost runs ahead of us and prepares us for where we're going, for what we're doing, what we're going to have to go through. Hallelujah. And that ain't only lament that he wrote, but that one I'm looking at today. Say hallelujah. So we move from rules to blessings. Hallelujah. 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 So what is the kingdom of heaven like? It's like blessings. The Beatitudes are those five blessings remind us that spiritual growth requires facing difficult places with honesty. Say yes. Not slipping away from the truth. That's why Jesus wasn't afraid to say, blessed are they that mourn, because he knew on your journey there was going to be some. Hallelujah. We live in a fallen world. So there's going to be some. And I'm hurting right now. I'm mourning. We're standing in truth. These blessings are our reality check. Blessed are they who are persecuted. That's what the Bible said. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, blessed when men shall revile you and say all kind of evil against you for my sake. Hi-ya, hi-ya, ya, come on. Blessed are the pure in heart. Did anybody know the blessing of being pure in heart? The Bible says, for they shall see God. I believe our co-pastor, our woman of God, was pure in heart. Hallelujah. You know she was. You know she was pure in heart. Hallelujah. There was no falsity in her. Come on. Hallelujah. There was nothing that would cause you to believe otherwise. But the Bible says, but they're blessed because you're going to see God. This morning when I wake up, hallelujah, when I open, I close my eyes in death and I open up and I see Jesus, hallelujah, and I don't even have to worry about where I am. They say, go, when I see him, hallelujah, when I see him, beloved, it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know, but we know, but we know, but we know, but we know when he shall appear, we shall see him as he is. Those was persecuted saints. See, we don't read the Bible like it's really written. You know, most of those epistles that Paul wrote was written to churches that was going through something, that was persecuted and burned at stake and beheaded and in prison, you know what I mean, and had suffered many agony and a lot of pain. But the Bible says that they stayed steadfast in the faith. Didn't say they didn't cry and that they didn't mourn, but they stayed steadfast. These blessings allows for the cracks in our humanity, in our humanness. New Testament said, but I put my treasure in earthen vessels. That's what he said. That's what he said. Earthen vessels crack. They hurt. Come on, come on. They're in pain. Their backs hurt and their necks hurt. Come on, they lose and they're disappointed. He said, but I put a treasure. That's what the Bible said. In earthen vessels. So it leaves room for our humanness and our shortcomings, our disappointments and our failures. There's a quote in a song, I think it's a worldly song, but it's called Hallelujah. The man said, there's a crack in everything, but that's how light gets in. That reflects this Japanese art where they repair, and you may have heard of this, broken vessels or cracked vessels by placing gold fillings in the cracks. So the cracks become highlighted and exposes a new beauty. That's powerful. God's putting some gold in your cracked place right now. Ah, yeah. You're going to be more beautiful than you ever been. You think you were a worshiping church, but from this morning to worship, you're going to be more beautiful. Gold-scarred pottery testifies to the beauty that exists within brokenness in our cracked and broken places. Matthew 5 addresses the issues of the behaviors of kingdom believers. We're salt and light. We are the fulfillment of the law. He dealt with adultery and marriage and treatment of our neighbors and our enemies, taking and keeping oaths. All of these are behaviors of the citizens of the kingdom, not by rule, but by blessings. They are descriptions and attitudes for citizens. For the people who have accepted the rule of God for their lives, we bow to his sovereignty. Come on. We bow. We bow to the sovereignty of God. Because Jesus said, for those people who will walk in light of these blessings, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It shapes us both inward and outward with devotions, reverence, and holiness. It even put boundaries on our social ethics as we are believers of God in the world. Jesus' teachings in the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount are central to the faith because they secure a reality check. Life ethics that grounds authenticity and reality. We grieve, but we don't grieve as those who have no hope. Ah, there's a difference. There's a difference. We're salt in the earth. We're light in the earth. We grieve. We grieve. We grieve. Hallelujah. But our life doesn't end here. That ain't the end of the story. And aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? If this was all there was, then we've been shortchanged. But this ain't the end. This ain't the end. This ain't the end. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, come on. Bless thou the Lord, oh my soul. Why are you cast down, oh my soul? Hope thou in the Lord. Hope in God. Hope in the great day, the great reckoning day. Hope in the resurrection. Hope in the glory of eternally living with God. Hope in eternal life. Hope in God swooping down and coming and taking us out of this place in pain. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Revelation says that death shall be no more and dying shall be no more. And I'm going to wipe all the tears from your eyes. You won't have to worry about the decay that's going on in our body, because our bodies fail us. Our bodies play a trick on us. Our bodies will let us down. But that's why he didn't promise us eternal life in this body. He said, I'm going to give you a new body. I'm going to give you one that is fitting for eternity, that won't know death and pain. Hallelujah. That won't be subject to disease. Hallelujah. Hope. Where's the hope? In the immortality, in eternal life, in living forever with the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I need you to worship a little bit. You're a worshiping church. I need you to worship just a little bit right there. You're a worshiping church. I need you to lift your hands. Come on. I need you to say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Blessed be your name, God. I trust in God. I trust in God. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me. I trust in the God of my salvation. Hallelujah. If I die now, I won't have to die again. Hallelujah. I will eternally be with the Father. Come on, I need you to worship. I need you to worship. This is a worshiping church. We're mourning and worshiping at the same time. Ooh. And I'm almost done. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. He said, I got some spice for the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may have all the ingredients of mourning going on right now, but the secret spice is my comfort. I need you to worship right there. I need you to worship. Hallelujah. I got something. I got something for you. I got something for you. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm going to comfort you. Can't nobody comfort you like him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't nobody have any words. Don't nobody have any words. Don't nobody have anything they can give you like God can give you. He said, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm going to bring you comfort. But if you can just recognize the blessing of mourning and don't sidetrack, let it happen. Let the tears flow. Let feel the pain of it, because I'm coming with the secret spice real soon. The New Testament, the Greek word translated as blessed is makarios. And I'm probably messing up a good Greek word. But it means God's favor. It's not luck. Hallelujah. It's not a skill, but it's a gift. It's a gift. We embrace these hard places because we've been gifted by God to experience mourning in his way. Not that we won't experience mourning, because all of humanity experience mourning and grief and pain and disappointment. But we got the gift to do it his way. Hallelujah. Some people translate it happy, but it's a much deeper feeling than happiness. Come on. So you don't have to look a certain way for people to understand where you are. Come on. Because it's a little bit deeper than people saying, oh, they're happy. No. We got a greater place than happiness. This ain't about how happy I am, because ain't none of you happy about the loss. Nobody is happy about it. Come on, y'all, stay honest with me. No. But this is a deeper place. It's a gift to go through. It's a privilege of God's favor and approval. It's a self-contained joy for believers. I'm going to say that again. Hallelujah. It ain't coming from external situations, but it's an internal acknowledgement of who you are. It's a gut feeling. Hallelujah. It's in the resources of your inner man. It's coming up out of you. Hallelujah. Spring up. Spring up in me. Self-contained. And it's self-sustaining. Our souls have fully met God to mourn. So that's blessing. Or they that mourn, those who experience intense grief, like mourning the death of a loved one. That's what it just really means. A godly sorrow for the situation that's in the world, or a continuous attitude for God to show up in this place. I'm mourning, I'm weeping. The first time we saw Jesus weep was when he wept over Jerusalem, because he wanted the restoration of Israel more than anything. And then we saw him weep again when Lazarus died. That was a personal cry. My friend is dead. Y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah. I see what it's doing to Mary and Martha. Hallelujah. I can feel the burden of Pastor John and the children and the grandchildren. And I weep for them. My heart is heavy for them. Come on. Jesus wept at Lazarus' tomb because it went beyond himself, but what the family was experiencing. So I weep. Blessed are you that you can weep for them. Oh my. Hallelujah. You've been chosen to weep for them. He said, oh, I'm going to meet you in the situation if you do what I have chosen you to do. Don't forget to pray. Hallelujah for the Stevensons. Come on. Don't forget to pray for Pastor John. You heard him, but you got a responsibility. Don't forget to pray for those children. Come on. You weep, I want you to weep, but you got a responsibility in this house. Ain't nobody gonna pray for them like you. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Ain't nobody gonna go to the Father for them like you. Hallelujah. Because you touched their hand. Hallelujah. You've been under them. Hallelujah. They made a difference in your life. So don't you forget to weep for them. Jesus wept for Mary and Martha. Hallelujah. He wept for the situation and the pain that it brought to them. And then he said, for those who are around have seen Lazarus die. Three times he wept. The third time he wept because of the pain that he had to experience. My, 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 my. Hallelujah. Can I trust you to weep for me when I'm going through something? Hallelujah. But not only you weeping. Sometimes I got to cry for myself. Hallelujah. It's all right to cry. If the pain is heavy, it's all right to weep in that moment. Hallelujah. Your faith is not challenged by your weeping. When Jesus got up out of Gethsemane, he was still God. When he cried till his sweat was blood, he was still God. Ah. So why you think if you cry too much, your faith is challenged? Come on, what's your problem? You are still who you are. Hallelujah. And he still had to face Calvary. He still had to face Calvary. He had to go. He had to go. He cried about it, but he had to go. Woo, y'all. Are y'all ready for what y'all getting ready to go through? Hallelujah, this is the beginning of sorrow. Hallelujah, but we got another place in God because God's getting ready to elevate your worship because you're going through a mourning, and on the other side of that mourning is a deeper place in worship. Hallelujah, it's a deeper dive in the presence of the Lord. It's greater things that are coming in supernatural ways because he trusted you and he blessed you in the morning. Now, I'm going to talk about comfort and then I'm done. Can y'all say hallelujah? Hallelujah. The deepest state of sorrow is that grief state, pentheo. That godly sorrow, those states I just mentioned to you, bring us to the highest state of divine favor, which is the blessing. Because our brokenness opens the door, our cracked places opens the door for his comfort. And that word said, they shall be comforted. That word means to call to one side. It's a call to one side. Parakaleo, which is kin to paraclete. And paraclete is the Holy Spirit, the comforter of the, or the advocate. So the blessing is you've been called to the side of God. Not just in the familiar, but in unfamiliar territory. He says, I'm going to get you over this river. I'm going to get you down this road. Come on. I'm going to get you out of pain to trust. I'll get you there. Don't you worry about what you're feeling right now. if you're grieving and confused and the little things feel chaotic and you don't understand, don't worry about that. You just stay in that place with wherever you are, because God's favor in the blessing is, I'm calling you to come alongside of me. I'm going to take your hand and I'm going to get you to where you need to be. Say, I can't do it by myself, God. Oh, you better be truthful. You better tell the truth. This has messed me up a little bit. I'm stumbling a little bit. And without your help, I can't do it. He said, that's all right. I'm calling you right now. Come on to me. Come to me, all your labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come on. I'm calling on you. Come, come, come. Come to the water. Come, come. Drink of the well. Come. Hallelujah. Let me bless you. Come. Let me make you feel better. Come to my house. Come on. Come to my presence. Come to my territory. Come to where I am. If I am there, you're going to be blessed. Hallelujah. My presence will get you to where you need to be. So call out to him and come. Say hallelujah. The lesson is, don't run from grief. Acknowledge Father God has the final say. Who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say. Don't let grief paralyze you. Keep moving forward. Don't sweep the pain, the confusion, and the ambiguity under the rug. Don't cover up your brokenness. If you try to cover it up, he can't put gold in the crack. Hallelujah. 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 Don't you dare. Don't you dare. He tell God, I want to put gold in there. Hallelujah. I want to make you shine. I want to make you beautiful. I want to make you valuable. Oh my God, I wouldn't be able to stand here right now and talk about grief that I haven't suffered grief myself and pain, come on, and loss and lack. Hallelujah, I've been there, done that, and I've seen him come beside me and put gold in my cracks. You're experiencing what God did for me, and if he did it for me, he's waiting to do it for you. Hallelujah, we're all cracked pots. We're all crackpots. Say it out loud. Say, we all crackpots. Ah, yeah, yeah. You a crackpot. Ha, ha. Hallelujah. I'm a broken vessel today. Hallelujah. But the glue is the gold of God. The glue is he going to make me over. Hallelujah. And he going to stick it all together and make me more beautiful than I've ever been. The holy paradox. If you mourn, you're going to be comforted. To lament is not failure of faith, but it's a faithful, honest, vulnerable act that turns you to God in a deeper way. It allows us to express real grief, ask hard questions, acknowledge our brokenness, and then turn to God to receive all he has. God meets us in our cracked places. He's not looking for your polished moments as much as you think he is. He wants to really put gold in those cracked places. He wants to see what he can do with you. In the morning, we experience divine favor. That's the blessedness, the godly sorrow when we mourn, and the strengthening of comfort from God. It's the pathway to a deeper faith, authenticity, and spiritual maturity. So come on, y'all, bring your tears. Ask your questions. Ache before the Lord. Let the cracks show, because light is coming through the cracks. And God comes beside you, strengthens you, and holding you. Let your mourning become worship. And you don't have to worry about how it's going to get there, because the Holy Ghost will bring it to worship. Ooh, let your lift your sorrow to the one who comforts. Lift your brokenness to the one who heals. Lift your voice, even in tears, to the God who knows about the lamented praise. Lamentations. Praise, a lament before God. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Psalm 30 and 10 says, hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. Lord, be my help. Then it says in verse 11, you have turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord, my God, I will praise you forever. Stand to your feet. Love on one another. Cry in each other's arms. But don't forget that you are a worshiping church. And a worshiping church, when they mourn, goes to a higher level of worship. Hallelujah. I can't wait to see what God has for heirs. I can't wait to see how many more new songs are going to come out of this place. I can't wait to see how much more the dancers are going to dance. I can't wait to see how God is going to insert his joy, and it's going to become your strength. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. I can't wait to see how God gets you through this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't wait to see that the glory that will prevail in this house. I can't wait to see how God lifts you out of where you are to where you're going. But you can't get there if you don't honestly mourn. Blessed are they that, y'all better say it like you really know that you're blessed. Blessed are they that, say it again, blessed are they that, for they shall be blessed.